It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite. Tuesdays are your sports days, and Dwell Properties, the gated estate specialists, have a report just for you on 88FM.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and of course, that means it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And we'll kick it off with rugby action and the Bokke. We had to deal with a very questionable red card for the second week in a row in the 11th minute. Ground out a great victory, 32-14, against a very physical and a very determined Italian side in Turin. A great victory for the Boks, but the lack of understanding and the lack of common sense when it comes to red cards is certainly a worry for our Bokke. New Zealand ended their hopes of a Grand Slam tour, losing to a very fired-up England team. Unfortunately, England went online and posted some very cringe-worthy TikToks afterwards. Ireland did give Australia an absolute hiding, and this sends out a big warning to the Bokke, who travel all the way to Dublin to face the Irish in a much-anticipated encounter. And then just when the Northern Hemisphere thought they had it dominated the weekend, Scotland were 21-0 up with 15 minutes to play, but the Argentinians came back and they silenced Murrayfield with a 24-33 victory to Argentina. What a result and what a comeback. Also in the under-19 action, the Bokke beat Ireland 32-22 in Ireland. And let's hope that is a sign of things to come for the Bokke this weekend. On the cricket side of things, what a win for the Proteas in India. 15 years since their last victory in India. They were bowled out early and they lost Rabada as well. But what a victory. Hard-fought partnership between Bavuma and Bosch and some outstanding bowling from the man of the match, Simon Harmer. 8-51. Set up the Proteas for a win in India for the first time in 15 years. And boy, this team just keeps going from strength to strength. On the tennis front, the ATP Finals saw Alcaraz play Sinner. And what a match this turned out to be. But Sinner coming out victorious 7-6, 7-6 in an absolute cracker. Staying on football at the moment. And Bafana recorded a 3-1 victory over Zambia. Again, this Bafana team goes from strength to strength. What a weekend all round for South African sport. On the local front, from an Ashton point of view, congratulations to D'Arton Munro, Zach Bryans and Julia Fernandez. These were all capped at Kingsmead Cricket Stadium on Friday as they've been selected for KZN Cricket coming from Ashton. And of course a special mention to Yusuf Borat, who is the head coach of the under 13 Green Dolphins team. Zita Oliver is the head coach for the under 15 Dolphins girls, and of course congratulations to all who participated in that cricket event. Some great achievements coming out of Ashton as well. Whereas Leah was named the female rider of the year, that's Leah Mitchell in Form 1. A great achievement at the KZN Gravity Mountain Bike Awards this past weekend. And then of course the Ashton under first team, under 15 coach Bongs Mangwe being appointed the KZN under 15 manager, and he'll be participating in the 2026 Rhino National Rugby Week. He was also appointed as the Sharks under 17 manager on the 7th circuit for 2026. So, boy, it's a privilege and an honor for all of these Ashton, not only pupils and students, but coaches to be selected in the KZN form. So, well done to our local schools here. And that's it for your Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday. Be sure to tune in to Ireland versus South Africa this week. And I'll be there, and I'll be sure to bring you some more action next week on the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.